Thank you, Mr. President. Brazil strongly believes that the Convention on Prohibitions or Restrictions on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons provides a unique and very important framework to address current and emerging humanitarian challenges in armed conflict, in particular those related to the weaponization of emerging technologies and to automation of weapon systems. Brazil is part of all CCW protocols, reflecting our firm commitment to international humanitarian law and the protection of human life and dignity in the context of armed conflicts. The CCW has been paramount in striking a balance between humanitarian concerns and military actions when addressing the use of particular means of warfare in situations of armed conflict, reaffirming the principle according to which the right of parties involved in an armed conflict to choose methods or means of warfare is not unlimited. Mr. President, one of the key tasks ahead of us is to consider the continuation of the GGE on lethal autonomous weapon systems laws next year, its duration, and most importantly, its mandate. In our view, the 2018 GGE was successful in considering its agenda, in increasing the degree of state-led deliberations, and by approving a set of conclusions which can be useful moving forward. To sustain the momentum achieved, however, there is need to further focus and accelerate our work. To this effect, Brazil has proposed, alongside Austria and Chile, a negotiating mandate for next year to establish a positive obligation of human control in weapon systems with autonomous functions, and we encourage all states to consider this proposal. A mere rollover of the work carried out this year would not do justice to the progress achieved, and it would send the wrong message about the quality and intensity of the efforts taken by state parties on this very important matter. We look forward to a fruitful exchange of views during this annual meeting, and we are ready to contribute constructively to the implementation of the CCW. Thank you, Mr. President.